Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's Dave. It's Dan. And you're listening to...
It's Hot Guy.
It's the most exciting sports entertainment podcast in all of fantasy football. That's right. As Jared says at the beginning, it's the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. And it's Saturday, August 4th. We are the day of the National Football League Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh, that Terrell Owens won't be at.
Terrell Owens won't be at. He is going to be doing his own little speech and party in Tennessee, where you can get in and watch him bitch and complain and piss and moan.
You think that's what he's just going to do? He's just going to piss and moan about the...
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. $40 a person per ticket to get in.
Oh, he's not even doing it for...
Not for free. Charging $40 a ticket to see Terrell Owens. Now I was watching the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night.
Can I ask why?
Dude, that was horrible. Brutal. And everybody's savior at quarterback, what's his name? Lamar Jackson.
It's one game. Relax.
I'm just saying, everybody's savior at quarterback, the guy who's going to replace and be the next coming of Brett Favre, or whoever your top quarterback is, Lamar Jackson took the field for the whole second half. Did you see what he did?
One touchdown, one interception?
4 for 10, 30 yards.
Can I say something, though?
Sure.
Just to kind of defend him?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
He did do better than Johnny Manziel.
That's right. Johnny Manziel only had 4 practices with the Alouettes, and the Alouettes are horrible to begin with.
Well,
he had, 4 interceptions?
4 interceptions.
Oh, my God. But he had 100 yards.
Ooh.
Oh. Anyways, back to the Hall of Fame. I've been looking at, because I wanted to see, who am I going to want to watch for speeches? Now, I'm looking over at his roster.
Oh, you want to see Jerry Kramer.
And I am willing to say, Jerry Kramer and Bobby Bethard.
Yep. Because you don't need to see Randy.
The only two
that
actually deserve to be going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, no, I don't say that.
What?
Randy Moss deserves to go.
Randy Moss is a team cancer douchebag. Ray Lewis, team cancer, accused murderer. Accused mad stabber.
He wasn't accused. He was.
Well, he made a plea bargain and got out of it. Yes, that was my car. Yes, there was blood inside of it. Yes, I changed clothes, but no, I had nothing to do with it. Don't look over here. Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah, he's good at that.
Terrell Owens does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
See, I don't go quite as far as you do. I just don't want to listen to Randy Moss's speech, and I definitely don't want to listen to Ray Lewis's speech.
Well, Randy Moss, it's going to be however many minutes it is of Cam Newton grammar.
Right. Well,
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. All I'm saying is Ray Lewis, I've seen him on TV and in the 30 for 30 specials and football life specials.
He's trying to change his self-image, isn't he?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Brian Urkracker, he don't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
No. And Robert Brazil, I'll put it Robert Brazil. Brian Dawkins does not belong in the Hall of Fame. This we have watered down the requirements and what it takes to get into the Hall of Fame when you're putting in Brian Dawkins and Brian Urlacher.
I think I definitely disagree with you on both of those.
Really? Well, as always, though, I'm usually right.
Well, no, I think let's have our audience tell us who do they side on.
Whose side are they on?
Yeah.
Am I right, or is Dan right with saying, hey, let's water it down. Let's put in How about Brian Dawkins? Let's put in Brian Urlacher. Let's put in a guy that made an image on the
we
field.
We have a website.
Okay.
Let's put in. Can't you put in one of those?
A little survey.
Yeah, survey. And do you think Urlacher, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens?
Well, that's going to require that all our listeners actually go on the website and actually do the survey.
Well, and that,
I asked everybody to say, hey, so we want to call in and
after we got
the, and give us some suggestions. On
not everybody
has time on a
Saturday. You know, in some places, afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. So, like I said, it's a busy day. Check out the website. Everything we talk about is going to be up there. The news links. We have all the Fantasy Girl will be up there. Right. I'm going to put up a little Hall of Fame little survey. See what happens.
And I do have, for everybody out there, just so you know, for the Fantasy Girl.
Yes.
I'm only drinking water today. No,
so you're going to be correct?
Yeah, had a couple too many last night. I got to rehydrate. I'm not going to bite the dog that bit me.
A little hangover?
Yeah, a little bit.
So all kinds of fun stuff going on today. Questions, comments, concerns. You want to weigh in on the whole Hall of Fame thing. Has the NFL, the question of the week, maybe that's what we should do, and then email us on the question of the week. Has the NFL watered down the requirements for what it takes to get into the Hall of Fame? Yes or no? A little 2-3 sentence reason as to why? Because I could go over all the guys that Junior Seau not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Does not. Just because he shot himself in the head?
No.
Put him in the Hall of Fame?
He did not shoot himself in the head. You can't
shoot. He shot himself.
He shot himself in the heart.
You can shoot yourself in the head.
No, because then that takes away on the...
Oh, the CTE study.
Right.
That's right. Oh, of course. Yeah, you don't shoot yourself in the head.
Well, yeah, no one should shoot themselves, period.
Oh.
I totally disagree once again. How do you can't think...
Junior Seau, we talked about this when he went into the Hall of Fame. I went over his stats. They're
okay,
not that impressive.
I hate to say... I mean, I listen to probably too many podcasts and radio shows.
Yes.
It's not the Hall of Stats.
But that's...
It's the Hall of Fame.
So if...
You don't think Junior Seau has somewhat close to the stats?
The only thing that makes him famous is he shot himself in the heart. Because that's when he went in. He shot himself in the heart and, oh my gosh, let's get Junior Seau in the Hall of Fame.
Dave, stop.
Ray Lewis
stop.
Does his little squirrel dance on the field, acts the fool, takes part in a murder, allegedly...
Allegedly,
and he's in the Hall of Fame.
The lawyers.
So we don't have to actually do something on the field. Terrell Owens throw some popcorn in his face mask.
Okay,
shoot, throw, shake some.
No. Now let's go. Let's go with your stats.
All right,
Terrell Owens stats wise is the second best receiver in the league.
But I thought it's not stats.
Well, see, he can't go both ways for you, Dave.
Well, it can when it needs to. Because he is proven himself to be not Hall of Fame worthy. I would say it's a mixture of both. How about that? Stats and being an actual decent human being.
So you don't think Junior Seau?
No. He's not. He was not that impressive on the field. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to put in, who was the Big Ten running back that ran for the Oilers and the Tennessee Titans?
Can I get my executive producer Wayne on this? Wayne, can you? Because I just don't.
You don't have the time.
I don't have the time.
I'm kind of hungover.
I'm hungover. I don't want to look at the computer all night.
Oh my God!
I'm willing to bet you Junior Seau tackles and.
Oh, I could do that. Because I will have that next week, next podcast.
Okay.
Next podcast, I will go. I will show you how he ranks. Because we went through this.
Well, and then Brian Urlacher.
Oh, I have Urlachers right now. I have Brian Cracker Lackers right here. Brian Urlacher. 13 seasons, 182 games. Selected as the 9th player overall in first round of 2000 draft. Defensive Rookie of the Year after registering a career-high 8 sacks. Woohoo! Career-high 8 sacks. 2 interceptions.
He really only had 8 sacks? In one season, I'm guessing.
Well, probably one season, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say he had more than eight sacks.
That's his career high for a season? Eight? Really?
It's a half a sack a game.
You can't get a... You either sack him or you don't. That's another thing that has to go is half sacks. Defensive player of the year, 2005. 10 tackles for loss and 6 sacks in 2005. He's a passionate team leader.
But see, now you need to find somebody in the Hall of Fame.
Career statistics include 41 and a half sacks, 22 interceptions, 5 career touchdowns, 2
interceptions.
22
interceptions for a linebacker is not
that
bad.
Spectacular. He played 13 seasons. That's a little over 1 a game.
For a linebacker, Dave. We're not talking about a cornerback or a safety.
5-time All-Pro, but that's meaningless. 8 Pro Bowls, meaningless. Because that's get voted in by fans that don't know what they're doing.
Well, exactly. Because Aaron Rodgers probably got into many Pro Bowls that he doesn't deserve to be in either.
All right. Okay. We're done with that.
Okay.
Cracker Lacker, not belong in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, more on today. We have not one. We have 2 mock drafts for you.
Ooh.
Because I just realized if we do another podcast next week, the dynasty draft is already going to happen, and our picks won't make a difference.
Well, and I know this doesn't help our production wise, but we should have done pre-production on this. But I was thinking, do we have a podcast right after
the draft? It would probably be that weekend.
Well, we have the draft on Saturday.
Well, the CFFL will be this coming Saturday,
right? Yep.
Do we want to do a podcast next time?
And just talk about
what happened?
Everybody's terrible picks like yours and
well, you don't know. I got plans.
I've been doing my homework on mock.
Yeah. That's like being elected to the Pro Bowl.
That's right.
Meaningless. What happens when it happens? That's what matters. So we have the CFFL mock draft that we're going to do. It's a first round only. We're not going to bore you with everything. Right. We're going to go through the first round, give you our picks as to what each team is going to pick. Again, this is a keeper league, so 3 players from each team are already picked on the team. We'll go through those, let you give you an idea, and then give you the reasons why we're making the picks that we are for that team. First round.
And I hate when I think too much.
What?
I almost want to do a mock draft for the first round.
Okay.
And you and I each get a choice of who we think that person's going to take.
We could do that today.
We can. Okay. Yeah. See, we didn't talk about this in pre-production.
Well, that's easy to do.
All right.
I mean, that's not adding that much more. We also have a mock draft.
And can we do winner buys dinner or lunch?
Sure.
Okay.
Winner will buy at a Monday Night Football.
So not everybody can just take Dave's side and say, well, I got... Make sure Dave, because everybody knows Dave loses lots of bets.
Oh, man. So then we're also going to do a mock draft, first round only. So it'll be 10 picks.
Yep.
Actually, we could probably go all 5 rounds.
Oh, I don't know if I can stomach
that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any picks until the 3rd anyway. So what you guys all do before me, I don't.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. This is a dynasty league, everybody. So every team has 30 players, and we have a 5-round draft. Which means if you want to make all 5 picks, if you have 5 picks, if you haven't traded any away, you need to cut 5 players. So everybody's going to be at least 25 players on their roster. So
right. We're
basically talking 5 rounds of rookies and maybe a couple scragglers that were cut loose.
Yeah. Well, I think the first round is going to be just...
All rookies.
All rookie running backs.
So this will kind of give you an idea as to where the rookies fall, in our opinion.
Yeah.
As to who's most important and who's going to be the... top producers in the NFL this year.
Because I am Mr. Paranoid, and I don't believe who Dave has for some of his top
rookies. You should see all the production value I got into this. I have our top scores in the CFFL, a list.
I see your Pro Football Hall of Fame stuff.
I know.
That was just tossed, and I think you
wrote 2 cents.
Well,
we're done talking about that.
Okay.
We're done talking about that. I was right. We'll find out once we do the survey and all that.
Yeah, I know.
We got news and notes. We have Fantasy Girl coming up at the end. If you can hang around till then. She's a hottie.
I need to just drink a little water.
So we're going to get into the news, and then we'll get everything going. Oh, we also have top 10 receivers for fantasy football this year and our top 10 tight ends. apparently what Dan said I'm going to do is, since I'm usually correct on this, I'm just going to go off of my list, and he's going to either agree or disagree.
Yes. Right? I agree.
Or
yep.
He should be higher.
I should,
why is he there?
How about we just say
you're going to disagree?
I'm going to disagree with almost
most of them.
Yeah.
All right, so enough screwing around. Let's get into the news, shall we? So Dan filled me in on something.
Yep, we have an ad.
we're gonna do a live read here. Actually, Dan's gonna do the live read. It's an unpaid advertisement.
Yeah,
only because Dan was so impressed.
I was very impressed. Tell
the whole story.
Anybody who needs a haircut, unless I know you have to go to your special salon.
I have to go to the salon.
I went to Bob's Barbershop in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Bob is a wonderful man.
Very trusting from what
very,
you told
very
me.
Trusting. He didn't even technically even say I had to pay for my haircut. But yeah, Bob's Barbershop on, oh shoot, I don't remember what street that's on. Just go down the main drag in Plymouth, Wisconsin.
But the reason why he almost got a free one, he's an old guy.
Yeah, he only takes cash.
He only takes cash. And if you don't have cash, there's a gas station down the road.
Just go right on down the corner there.
But Dan, being the cheap guy that he is, didn't want to go to the ATM machine and pay $3 to get $10.
Exactly.
A 30% fee.
So, and you know, with my svelte body, I went down to the local Piggly Wiggly down there, and I got a fun size, or not a bag, not a fun size, king size bag of peanut M&Ms.
There you go.
And then I got my $10 out.
There you go.
Because well, I needed...
You get something.
I needed that king
a snack.
Size. Yeah.
Right. So on with the news, everybody. And we got a lot to do, and we're gonna make this worth it for you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Sam Darnold signed by the Jets this week. Word out of Jets training camp is that Darnold is competing against himself.
Really?
For the starting job.
Oh.
That's it. He's just competing. Do you believe that?
No.
Do you think he's going to do anything this year? Is he draftable?
In a dynasty league, he's draftable, obviously.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take him in a regular PPR? He's not going to be a starter?
I think they're going to start with McCown.
You think so?
Yeah. And at worst, move to Teddy Bridgewater.
Really?
I'd
You think Darnold, the number one quarterback that they took in the first round, is going to be a third stringer, which means... inactive.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities. I don't see Darnold starting more than two or three games.
Really? I'm actually willing to go out there on the limb and say Darnold will be the starter on day one. Week one, Sam Darnold, the man. You going to write that down?
I'll write that one down.
Ooh, that'll be taken care of early this year. Sam Darnold, week one starter. Dan, no. Dave, yes. Next up, whatever happened to Rashad Penny? Remember when he was drafted? Everybody was saying, he's going to be the starting running back in Seattle. Word out of Seattle training camp is that the number one spot on the depth chart at running back is being firmly held by?
Chris Carson.
The talking heads out there still don't want to admit they were wrong or continuing to push the narrative that Rashad Penny will likely beat him out for the job by week one. Whose side are you on? Are you a Penny man or are you a Chris Carson guy?
I think they're always going to give the starting nod to the veteran players. So I think Carson will be starter day one.
You think so?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't think Penny is... I don't understand what they saw in him to begin with to draft him first round. I mean, he's going to be a player. He's not a first-round running back with the talent that was there when he was picked. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I could.
Malcolm Mitchell.
But Rashad Penny is going to be drafted in the first round in our mock draft. You agree, right?
Which league?
In the Dynasty League.
Possibly, yeah. I would think so. But only because of the hype of where he was taken. Kind of like Lamar Jackson's going to get overdrafted by a lot of people out there.
Do you think because of last year's Alvin Kamara?
Speaking of that,
how come I can't remember Hunt's first name?
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem. Okay, I get Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Lamar Hunt.
Yeah, exactly. But and
I do the same
I'm trying to think of the other rookie running backs last year that had
some ability.
Yeah.
Do you Kareem think Hunt. Yeah.
Or was it just those two?
Maybe it was just those two.
Yeah, I'm not thinking well. But I'm what I was saying was, do you think that makes guys, fringe players like Rashad Penny, Sony Michel,
I'm sure I think what's going to happen.
Drafted higher
they're
going to
get drafted higher thinking, hey, they're going to do the same thing that those two guys did last year.
Right. And they probably won't.
And somebody may. It's just winning the lottery and getting the right guy.
Because from what I'm reading, even in Tampa Bay, once again, this goes to show that I'm
doing some work.
I'm doing some work finally and correct on things. Ronald Jones, by all accounts, besides Barkley and Geis, Ronald Jones should be the third running back drafted because he's in the perfect place.
I hope you're right.
But I don't think Ronald Jones
will be.
No, because I think Peyton Barber is going to be the number one back in Tampa Bay. Because I don't think Ronald Jones.
You think they're going to be a little afraid of him?
I just don't think he's
not picking up the blocking.
Right. I just don't think he's as good a running back. He's, from what I've seen, he looks great in space.
Yeah,
and
it's getting into that space,
right? And that's not going to happen.
Busting through the line.
Yeah, that's not going to happen in the NFL. I mean,
they're not going to open it up. This is you're not playing against East Tennessee State.
Well, no, we're talking Ronald Jones. He was USC, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, we're not. I mean, the Pac-10 defenses aren't.
Pac-12.
I'm
sorry. They're the division of champ or the conference of champions.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I know. I'm probably wrong.
Malcolm Mitchell, remember him?
Yes. Wide receiver, New England.
Yes, he looks like he's going to be starting the season on whatever list it means to be. I'm not ready to play yet.
Pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
July 23rd, Mitchell underwent a knee procedure. He is definitely not going to be present for the start of training camp and could even possibly miss the entire season for the Patriots.
Patriots are...
They have no one. They signed Mr. Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Mr. Jesse James.
Yes, that's right. Because they just cut Jordan Matthews, too.
Yep.
And I actually thought Jordan Matthews
was placed on the reserved injured list with a hamstring injury.
Who was, man?
Jordan Matthews.
Oh, I thought they actually cut him.
Oh, maybe they've cut him since
I saw this.
Brandon Bolden, beginning camp on the non-football illness list for an undisclosed reason. Kenny Britt, start training camp on the PUP list with a hamstring injury. They're saying Britt is likely still going to make the team. Brandon Bolden, who knows?
Brandon Bolden's still in
New England.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
They got too many running backs. I don't see Brandon Bolden. He's a special teams guy more than I think he is their running back.
Yeah, well, speaking of their running backs, I mean, they got tons of guys there anyway. They got, James White, Rex Burkhead, Mike Gillisley.
And Jeremy Hill.
Jeremy Hill, and then Sony Michel.
Wow.
Bolden might not even make the team.
And once again, I think Sony Michel is going to get drafted too high in our Cheddarhead League because
where he played.
Right. And the fact that everybody's going to want to get the next Alvin Kamara.
Yeah. Then that's kind of what you were saying. Everybody's going to take the gamble and hopefully they win the lottery. Like Henry did last year. When he had
Kareem Hunt. Yeah. And my brother with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah. Word out of Carolina is they think Christian McCaffrey could reach the 200 carry mark in 2018. What do you think of that?
200 carry or 200 touch?
200 carry.
Ooh.
Let me
do the math on that.
I can tell you. Last season, McCaffrey had 117 carries for 435 yards. No. I'm giving you over under 200 carries in a little Vegas thing. Which would you take? Just for a little history, Le'Veon Bell, 321 carries. Now, Bell doesn't have Cam Newton quarterback/running back with him in the backfield.
Right, and C.J. Anderson.
So take that into account.
He had 117 last year.
Yep, Le'Veon Bell was the leader in the NFL with 321.
I still think it's going to be under, but it's going to be darn close to 200 carries.
Well, I mean, 117 is kind of close.
Right. Well, I'm saying I'm going to guess 180.
You're going under.
I'm going under.
I'm going under too. There's no way McCaffrey gets over 200 carries. I don't care how they try and sell this with the whole, he added 10 pounds to help him handle the rigors of the season crap. Well, he's still a small guy.
Even if he does get 200 carries, do you see it's going to be anything
more
than?
Does it matter?
I mean, it's going to be like.
Take him to what, 500 yards?
Maybe. That's what exactly what I was thinking.
And with Brandon Coleman being put on the Saints pup list with a neck injury, looks like Cameron Meredith is going to be in the line to start for New Orleans. That would make the likely receiving core for week one Michael Thomas, Cameron Meredith, and Ted Ginn in the slot.
I like Cameron Meredith. I think he's going to have a much better year.
You just want the Saints to do terrible this year.
Well, I do.
So that the Packers get their high number one first round draft pick.
Here's my question. At number eight in our league.
Okay. Is that your pick?
I'm not that crazy. I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. If Drew Brees falls to the number eight spot.
In the first round. In the keeper league.
Would you draft him?
Would I draft him? Seeing as how I picked three.
Right, yeah. You.
Do I have a quarterback? I mean, because, see, I'm lucky. Well, that's right. I have NFL MVP Matt Ryan.
I forgot you're loaded at quarterback.
Matt Ryan, who's still available for a trade, if you're interested.
So, when you say trade, what are you saying? Well, what do you mean?
We need to discuss this. Have your people call my people.
All right, we might have to talk then. I cannot draft Drew Brees in the first round, and I have two picks in the first round.
You might be able to get him in the second.
Yeah.
If everything goes the way it's supposed to go.
Well, Alvin Kamara is going to get, if you listen to what they're saying, he's going to get like all the touches.
I was reading a story, you know, everybody trying to get clicks, you know, on their website.
Right.
Talking about how Alvin Kamara could be one of the disappointments this year.
I
could go for that.
I think I would lean that way more so than him being a top three running back.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
This is why Cleveland Browns will always be the Cleveland Browns.
They're my Cleveland Browns, though.
Even after the news came out of Dez Bryant lighting up his old teammates and even owner Jerry Jones, the Browns have come out and said, yep, Bryant is still on our list as a possible receiver for this year. What do they think about the Bryant rants that would lead them to believe this guy would be good for any team in the NFL? It started with this tweet. Here we go with the scapegoat crap.
Oh, yeah.
I charged everything to the game and went the other way. Y'all know what the real problem is. Don't put it on me with that bullshit garbage-ass play calling.
Everybody, which I kind of agree with.
Everybody lined up in the same spot for 17 weeks. It's not the play calling. It's your lack of production with the play that was called. The play being called relies on you getting open and catching the ball when it's thrown to you. And when it's not thrown to you, or when it's thrown to you and you miss it and it gets intercepted, you not standing there crying like a little baby, you need to tackle the guy that caught the ball.
Okay.
Run after him and tackle the guy.
I know this is going to shock everybody out there, but I'm...
You're on the Dez Bryant side?
I'm not necessarily on the Dez Bryant side, but I'm definitely going to play the waffling or... Yeah.
Devil's advocate?
I think Dez Bryant has some validity, for one of my bigger words today.
Yes. Yeah,
that I don't think...
You should ring the... Oh, speaking of validity...
Uh-oh.
I should have gotten... Hold your thought.
Okay.
Had a message from a listener.
Uh-oh.
He says that there's apparently a Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League podcast drinking game out there.
Oh, no way. Is there really?
Yeah. Every time we say exciting, or I have to find out what it was again.
Can I just say now, after I sober up a little bit from last night, I want to get with those people, and I want to listen to one of our podcasts.
Do it?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And I'm like, I don't think we say that much.
Exciting, no.
No, it's exciting news or big time. So I got to find out. I'll ask them again what it was about. But
see, I thought it'd be douchebag would be like. But I think people would drinking like too much.
CFFL bingo. Have a card with all our. All right. So you were saying validity.
Validity. Now, see, I'm already losing what I was.
I'll follow with another one of his tweets.
Okay.
And I was followed in response to a tweet from Texas Star reporter on son Jerry Jones, Stephen. He's not clueless. Jerry was the only one who was clueless. Shit was planned to get me out. Ask Travis and my brother Snake Lee. I mean Sean Lee. He turns on his former teammates after getting cut, blaming Sean Lee for being behind him, behind the fact that he got cut by the Cowboys.
Right.
This is Terrell Owens with an 88 on his jersey.
But this is your typical wide receiver, too. They are all about themselves.
Yeah, they're all divas. I understand that, but, you know, it's one of those things you learn when you're young. You don't burn bridges.
No, I agree with that. He's not helping himself, and he is going to get stuck playing for a team like Cleveland instead of a chance.
And he's going to piss and moan the whole time.
I mean, I still think
cause trouble
with Jordan Matthews gone. Wouldn't Dez Bryant fit perfectly in New England?
Yeah, they have this way of turning
guys like that.
Yeah, the Randy
like your
Mosses
hall your
of
Hall
world.
Of Fame receiver and Randy
douchebag,
Moss.
Randy Moss. Yeah,
there's a drink.
Carson Wentz is back from his ACL injury and he's practicing with full contact for the Eagles. Wentz believes he is still on track to play week one. You like a Carson Wentz?
Dave,
you like him.
Dave, I am so excited about Carson Wentz because I wanted somebody to drink. Oh, yeah. I am really excited. I'm telling you, Dave. The excitement in my head right now
is overwhelming.
Carson Wentz is available. Where do you draft him in our cheddar head?
Well, he's a keeper.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was kept.
Oh, I thought for sure that guy was going
to
cut him.
No, he was kept. Yeah. So I won't have to worry about it.
Okay, but let's go into a start over.
But no, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Got a handicap or a handcuff or what do you call it?
He's not going to get drafted. Do you in a start over league, where do you think Carson Wentz?
He wouldn't be. He'd be maybe, well, top 10. We had him top 10 last week, didn't we?
He's a top 10 quarterback, so that's probably an average.
Second, third round, late second, early third.
Well, I was
depending
go
on
fifth.
What, depending on what you know scenario you're
right,
drafting
your
by and
system,
where you're
right.
where you're drafting.
True.
You think Josh Gordon will be playing for the Browns week one or no?
I want me some Josh Gordon.
As you know, he is not in training camp right now after being reinstated.
Well, I know because he had to go to
he's missing camp due to some mental preparedness screening or some odd shit like that.
Trying to clean out the system from all the.
Yeah. I found out that he's going to be required to make a written request to the team for reinstatement, and that the commissioner will also have to approve it before he can play. So he's still got some hoops to go through.
Oh, I thought he was he
was reinstated, but because he took this little leave of absence,
now he has to get reinstated.
He has to get written request to the team, and the commissioner has to okay it.
So right there, you got to admit that drops him in our league.
Oh yeah, you might be able to get him later on,
fourth, fifth round.
There was no comment as to whether or not Gordon is facing another suspension, but there is no idea as to when he will rejoin the team. Maybe sixth, seventh round with that.
See, I almost think he must have.
Something happened?
He must have.
He didn't pee clean or something?
Yeah. And they,
even though he said he never failed a drug test?
Yeah. Wow. I can't touch Josh.
This next news item is going to be exciting.
Okay. Drink.
I may have finally found the first African-American quarterback that I would not mind having on my team. You want to guess who?
Well, it's not Jameis Winston.
Not because he's a talented quarterback.
Oh, I'm just going to go out on a limb. Yep. I think it's Dak Prescott.
It's Dak Prescott. The first NFL player, black, white, green, blue, brown, whatever, come out and actually show some intelligence. On the whole national anthem thing.
So we're going to go 2 for 2 on this one now, Dave.
I might draft the Dak Prescott.
I know that. I'm saying you almost want Ezekiel Elliott on your team, though.
No.
He backed Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but he's got troubles. Once troubled, always troubled.
Even though he's found his way on thinking everybody should just stand for. I don't want to get into the national anthem thing.
Well,
right
we're
now.
Going to.
I know.
Prescott has been living with uninformed backlash from his current NFL brethren over his comments made regarding protesting during the national anthem, Prescott said, and Brad, I'm sorry, but we're doing a little politics right now. I never protest during the anthem, and I don't think that's the time or the venue to do so.
Amen.
The game of football has always brought me such peace. I don't understand that, but
hallelujah.
And I think it does the same for a lot of people. A lot of people playing the game, a lot of people watching the game, a lot of people who have any impact in the game. So when you bring such controversy to the stadium, to the field, to the game, it takes away. It takes away from that. It takes away from the joy and the love that football brings a lot of people. I want him on my team.
This is the worst.
He's going to be my worst. Number two quarterback.
Oh, dude.
In the CF, in the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast Dynasty League, if you have a Dak Prescott on your team, call me.
You're going to trade for
him. We'll make a deal.
Wow.
He continued with the most important part of his comment.
All he had to say was, wow.
It's not what he said. It's intelligent.
That's like
and it's thought-provoking.
That's like Dave's number one rule is not to draft a black
my number one rule, yeah. And yeah. A Big Ten running back.
And a Big Ten running back would be number two.
For me, I'm all about making a change. And this is what we were talking about. I'm all about making a change and making a difference. And I think this whole kneeling and all of that was just about raising awareness and the fact that we're still talking about social injustice years later. I think we've gotten to the point. I think we've proved we know the social justice. I'm up for taking the next step. Whatever the next step may be for action and not just kneeling. I've always believed standing up for what I believe in, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. We've been saying this all along. It's the what, 1%? Right. Not even, I bet you it's not even 1% of NFL players are ruining it and giving a bad image for the whole NFL and all the NFL players.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay, hey, Brad, you can listen again.
For those well thought out comments, Prescott received quite a bit of backlash. The Raider Tahir Whitehead used his best Cam Newton grammar and barfed out some idiotic comment on Twitter saying, "It looks like Dak don't want to lose that Campbell's chunky soup deal." Prescott responded with, "I think there was a little misunderstanding of the fact of what I believe in. I never said I didn't believe in social injustice and things that were going on. I just said I didn't think the national anthem was a time to prove that. It's 2 minutes out of our day that we could be also spending, embracing what our country should be and what our country is going to be one day that we know that it's not right now."
Wow. You know what?
You like Prescott now, too.
Whoever has Prescott in the Dynasty League,
call me.
Call me. I might be interested in a Dak. You and I are going to fight.
Where it's going to be a bidding war.
In the Cheddarhead, who's going to get to Dak before?
Before.
Oh, boy.
I might draft him.
Oh, I'm. He's be.
Oh.
Wow.
There you go. That's not the pick-me-up for today. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
Seahawks receiver Doug Baldwin is going to be missing the next few weeks of training camp with a sore knee, according to head coach Pete Bentnose Carroll. It turns out this has been a lingering problem for Baldwin for a while now, and it makes his availability for week one matchup against the Broncos uncertain at this time. Do you think he's going to be ready for week one, or do you think he's hurt a little more than what they're leading on?
I think he'll be ready for week one.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do you draft? I don't know if I would draft him with the 8th or 12th pick.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm staying away from Seahawks
receivers or anything.
Offensive players. Unless there's nothing else. It's between Malcolm Mitchell and Doug Baldwin.
Tyler Lockett.
I might be taking.
Then you would.
I might take a Tyler Lockett.
Okay,
I don't know. That's late. We're talking late.
I feel like to me Baldwin's fallen to a second round pick in our league.
Really, I think he's fallen farther than that. Ooh. I don't think you take a chance on him if this injury stuff is legit.
Do you take a Baldwin or do you take a Josh Gordon?
Ooh. Wow.
There's my question.
I would probably take a Baldwin.
Okay, so you do.
Baldwin doesn't have to write a letter of saying, "Hey, can I come back and play with my friends?" Right?
So, well, where would Dave have to be?
It would be late.
5, 6, 7, 8?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be gone. I don't have to worry about
quite, to be quite honest,
you
that
think
would
he's gonna be gone?
He'll be gone, but I think that'd be a great pick if you got him in the 4th, 5th round.
Darius Geis is being praised by the Redskins coaching staff for his involvement in meetings and his aggression on the field.
So he's the number 2 pick in our league.
Geis continues to improve his pass protection. He is easily tabbed to be the number 1 back in Washington and holds some high RB2 value for fantasy draft owners. Do you like a Darius Geis?
I do. I actually like a Darius Geis probably more than a Barkley.
Now, he's the guy they were worried about during the draft that he's involved too much with social media and playing video games, right?
Right, yeah.
I'd take a Darius Geis, too.
I think. Are you taking him at 3?
No. No, I told you who I have at 3. You'll see when we do the mock.
Okay, when we do the mock draft.
Another white guy receiver in New England. That's right, as we talked about earlier.
But Darius Geis would be your number 2 in the Dynasty League?
No. You, oh, my number 2 pick? Oh, if he's there, absolutely.
Well, I'm just saying it's Barkley, Geis.
If my guy is not there.
It's Barkley, Geis, 1-2, you would say in the Dynasty League, right?
Oh,
when we go,
oh you're
when
saying.
When we do in the mock draft.
Yeah, because my pick is number 6 in Dynasty.
And I'm probably still not convinced you're being truthful.
Oh, I'm being truthful.
I want to put you up to a lie detector test. I think.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
That's right. Another white guy receiver in New England, Mr. Jesse James, Eric Decker, the newest overproducing white guy to be on the field catching balls from Tom Brady for the Patriots. If you remember back to last season, Decker didn't do much in his only season with the Titans. He was originally drafted by New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels when he was the head coach of the Broncos in 2010. And looks like Josh McDaniels has him back. 1-year contract.
Do you think a Decker is going to make the team?
It all depends on what's going on with those other guys.
Right. You interested at all in Eric Decker?
Late.
Because we're drafting, and trust me, I love the fact that we're drafting this early because I love the fact that
you got a lot of
you got to do your homework and you're got to be a gambler because I don't know. I think I would draft an Eric Decker relatively. He's going to be a boom or bust, I think. Yeah. Obviously, that's pretty easy for me to say.
Yeah, it's going to be one or the other, right? And finally, I saved this story for last. You ready?
Yep.
It's time for the latest on Jameis Winston. As you know, Winston is going to be missing some games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year because of his immaturity when it comes to female Uber drivers.
Yep.
He also recently had a newborn child, a boy.
Yay.
With his fiance. So what did Winston have to say after these life-changing events on and off the field? This is Jameis Winston gold. Almost as good as his we need to eat a W speech.
Right.
Winston tweeted.
Oh, great. I'm still taking him.
I'm going to have to teach that man how to respect women and how to live his day-to-day life. I need to make sure I'm being a great example for him. Now, I'm not saying this is great. This isn't great advice. I do have one question, though.
Uh-oh.
Who the hell is going to teach Jameis Winston how to respect women? That kid's starting off with in some negative territory.
Yeah,
in his life.
He's got some work to do.
Poor thing.
I am still taking Jameis. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I am drafting Andrew Luck. And Jameis Winston.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the pass that Andrew threw the other day?
Yeah, that's one pass.
Yeah, but it was a nice one.
Do you remember Don Majkowski after his shoulder injury?
Yeah, but Andrew didn't grab his shoulder after
When Don Majkowski was side by side with Brett Favre in practice, you remember?
Yep.
Brett Favre was throwing ropes and Don Majkowski the same distance. They look like rainbows. Like he's doing Hail Marys and it's only a 20-yard out.
So you're basically saying Andrew Luck is going to be...
Done.
You think he's done?
Done. He will be disappointing.
Okay.
Which brings us to this.
All right.
Top 10 fantasy receivers.
Oh, yes.
These are the guys. This is how I would rank them, and Dan's going to tell me how he disagrees.
Definitely.
You ready?
Okay.
Number 10.
All right.
Michael Thomas, New Orleans. He improved on his amazing rookie season with 92 to 104 catches, and he went from 1,137 yards to 1,245 yards. He ranked in the top 10 for yards after catch, and he still has Drew Brees as his quarterback. So I think he's going to continue to be one of the better receivers in the NFL. Michael Thomas, number 10.
I actually think you might be a little low on him.
I think so.
I like me a Michael Thomas, but I know I'm not going to get where he's kept. So yeah.
You're not going to get him?
No.
Number 9.
If you don't have my guy in this top 10 list, I will.
Number 9, Tyreek Hill, Kansas City. Hill was nothing more than a gadget player as a rookie, and then he took off in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he caught 75 passes for 1,183 yards and 7 touchdowns. The questions remain, however. Will he regress this season now that he has Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, or will he increase his workload? I tend to think he's going to regress only because Mahomes is unproven and not looking very good in practice right now.
Wow.
You agree?
I kind of agree with that one, but you still haven't named my wide receiver. Granted, it's only two. But.
Well, it's only two. Number 8, Doug Baldwin, Seattle. He failed.
This is changing a little bit, don't you? I mean,
yeah, it's going to. I took that into account.
You did? Okay.
Failed to reach 1,000 yards for the first time since 2014 last year. With Jimmy Graham gone, Baldwin should be able to recapture some of those targets. Look at Baldwin to take in double-digit touchdowns in 2018, assuming everything is good with him and he's injury-free. Right?
I disagree.
Really? Okay. Think he should be lower?
Yeah.
Really? Number 7.
11 or 12.
Number 7.
Mike Evans.
Davante Adams. Jeez. Green Bay Packers. Remember the days when Adams was looking like he would be a bust for the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Last two seasons have proven that thought wrong. Jimmy Graham's addition to the team may take away some of the targets for Adams. However, his production as second receiver to Jordy Nelson shows that that's only a minor worry. Davante Adams, the new number one guy in Green Bay. I like him for around 85 catches, 1,200 yards, and 15 touchdowns. What do you think?
15 touchdowns seems a little high, but I'll go double-digit touchdowns.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 6, Keenan Allen, Los Angeles Chargers. Among all receivers, Allen saw the most red zone targets in 2017 with 26. The major concern for Allen remains to be his health.
Yep.
He played all 16 games last year, but he missed 23 games in the previous two seasons. If the health holds on, Allen has the ability to be a dominant receiver.
Oh, I think he could be a top 5.
That's why I have him at 6, because it's an if. He hasn't proven anything to me. Number 5, here's your top 5.
All right.
A.J. Green, Cincinnati.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Double-digit receptions and over 1,100 yards in each of the past two seasons. He averages 9.3 targets per game. You still like an A.J. Green? I know every time I draft him, he gets hurt for the season.
It's a kiss of death for you.
Number 4, Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow.
Coming back from a fractured ankle last season, his team cancer personality continues to keep him lower than what he should be on my list. Continues to claim about wanting a huge contract extension, which tends to impact his performance during the season.
Wow.
He needs to grow up and become a team player if he wants to be considered one of the greatest of all times. I mean, he's probably still going to make the Hall of Fame because, you know, he caught a ball with one hand after a push-off.
Oh, wow.
I know I'm one of the few people out there telling you to beware of this guy, but until he proves he has matured, I cannot draft him on my team.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about it, though, right?
Nah, no.
Number 3, DeAndre Hopkins, Houston.
Wow. I disagree with you already.
He's endured terrible quarterback play in his first seasons, but now, if you believe everything the talking heads are telling you, he is one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Yeah, that I don't agree with.
To ever be born throwing him the ball. I have him high on my list, but not because of Deshaun Watson, but because of the talent he's shown while playing with a collection of terrible quarterbacks. I like him to have over 100 catches and over 1,500 yards.
How many TDs?
Dens. It's Deshaun Watson. He's going to run the ball for touchdowns.
The reason why I think Deshaun should be, or DeAndre should be number two over your number two guy.
Yeah.
Is because your number two guy doesn't catch touchdown passes.
Number two, Antonio Brown, Pittsburgh.
Okay, I take that back because
you thought number two is going to be Julio Jones, best receiver in all the NFL?
Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
Recent news reports are showing a fracture in the Pittsburgh locker room that could possibly rival the fracture in the Patriots locker room. Too many old Steeler players are coming out and shining a light on their beliefs that everything isn't so peachy in Pittsburgh. Yes, Antonio Brown is a monster. He has a talent to make catches that others simply could never make. The downfall comes in the obvious regression of Big Ben as the quarterback. Brown will get his catches and yards, but there's a possibility that Brown could fall off because of other things not in his control. Agree?
I disagree.
Number one, the best receiver in the NFL, Julio Jones, Atlanta Falcons. Clearly the best receiver. He lands ahead of Brown on my list because of his holdout will not happen. And Jones has said he will be a Falcon for life.
I am not excited. Take a drink.
His lack of touchdown performance last season ruins many fantasy seasons for owners out there.
Right.
But he caught 88 passes for 1,444 yards. And he had touchdowns, just not a lot. That's changing this year. He was targeted 18 times in the red zone, so his lack of touchdown catches is basically a fluke.
So whose fault was that? Was that your number one quarterback,
well,
Matt Ryan?
You know, or is that probably the blocking on the offensive line.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Look for Jones to rebound this year and be the number one receiver in the NFL again.
Again, has he ever been the number
one? Oh, lots. Lots. I'll have to look into
that. He's never been double digits in touchdowns, has he?
I don't know offhand. You look at that one.
I'm going to put that in your homework.
More homework for me. Top 10 fantasy tight ends. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Number 10, George Kittle, San Francisco.
I like me a George Kittle.
For rookies?
Really hoping you wouldn't have him.
Kittle fell behind only Evan Ingram in the NFL. 43 catches, 515 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He has great chemistry with Jimmy G-String. And now don't forget, most of those catches, or a lot of those catches, I shouldn't say most, came in those 5 games that Jimmy G-String was quarterback. I like him to improve his second season. 60 catches, I'm thinking, 750 yards. No?
No, I was really hoping he wouldn't be on your list just because I like me.
Thought you had a little secret?
I might have had a little, but maybe I guess I
don't. A little crush. Number 9, Jordan Reed, Washington. Should be much higher on these lists, however. He has missed all but 6 games last season and 6 games in the previous 2 seasons. Reed, high upside.
Yep.
But you're taking a huge chance on drafting him.
I can't disagree. I think he should be a top 10 tight end.
Number 8, Delanie Walker, Tennessee. The 4 seasons with Titans have been spectacular for Walker. Not exciting, spectacular.
Spectacular.
He turns 34 in August and could quite possibly slow down even more, but he's still worth a draft pick. Kyle Rudolph, number 7, Minnesota. He's going to be the big winner in the Kirk Cousins signing in Minnesota this year.
You think so?
Yep. Kirk Cousins can't throw a long ball.
Yeah, but Stephon Diggs
makes one catch a season. That's what everybody remembers. Okay. Going into Hall of Fame because of the last second catch.
And you don't think Adam Thielen?
No.
No?
No.
You think Rudolph's going to benefit the most?
Yes.
Okay.
Vikings offense this season should prove to be very friendly to the tight end. I like Rudolph to have a very good season. He may be either a Cape Girardeau Rush or a my tight end Ertz when I find. Number 6, Evan Ingram, New York Giants. Excuse me, I got a tickle in my throat.
Uh-oh.
Make some
noise about Evan Engram. I think Evan Engram had a lot of targets last year playing for the Giants because the Giants didn't have any other
weapons
out there.
Yeah, 64 catches, 722 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Became the big target once Beckham broke his ankle.
Yep.
Number 5, Greg Olsen, Carolina.
Ooh, he's fallen.
This could be very well the final year for the old man in Carolina.
Yeah, I think he wants to get in the TV booth, I think,
yes,
is what his hope is.
The Nordic stud. His age reared its head last season. However, he did log 8 catches for 170 yards and a touchdown in the Panthers' playoff loss to the Saints. He's going to be 33 this year, but still a very likable fantasy option for your team. In fact, I traded for him.
And hoping for one good
season.
Yep.
Number 4.
With all that talent you have on your team.
Exactly. The Dynasty League.
Yep.
Jimmy Graham, Green Bay. He wouldn't be this high on my list if he was still in Seattle. I'll tell you that right now. He's now got the GOAT thrown to him, which is good for the last at least 10
receptions.
He's on
Green Bay's team.
Yeah, the GOAT. Okay. But be wary not to overdraft this guy. I like him to see 60 catches, 600 yards, 8 touchdowns. That's what I'm thinking.
That's not too bad, though.
It's not bad.
I like those.
Number 3. Rob Gronkowski, New England.
Ooh.
Again.
The number 1 tight end has fallen to 3.
Well, there's just no weapons there other than Gronk.
Oh, come on. They got
Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Hurt Malcolm Mitchell. Hurt
Chris
Kenny
Hogan.
Britt. Suspended Julian Edelman. Chris Hogan can't catch a cold.
But he's got the GOAT for the quarterback throwing to him.
Yeah. Another guy.
See, you said yes.
He's got
the GOAT.
He's got a GOAT, an old Billy GOAT that,
okay,
you know, got problems with his TB12, you know, breaking rules. There's another guy like Graham that will likely be overdrafted. His all-out effort has resulted in him not being able to make it through a full season, which is another reason I dropped him. Until that injury happens, Gronk will be his usual huge producer. Do not expect it for the full season, though.
No, I agree.
Number 2, Zach Ertz, Philadelphia.
The guy you named your team after.
Yep. Yep. Yep, I didn't get Eifert in here. Ertz recorded 74 catches for 824 yards and 8 touchdowns last season. All that, and he missed 2 games. He's got great chemistry with Carson Wentz, and now that Wentz is healthy, his production should improve quite a bit. You agree with that one?
I agree with that one. I think in our mock draft, I think he's going to go in the first round, I predict.
I think so, too. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Number 1.
Travis Kelce.
Kansas City Chiefs. He's shown himself to be the new Gronk. Yes, he makes stupid plays from time to time, but his talent is undeniable. I like him for over 80 catches, over 1,000 yards, and at least 6 touchdowns. Travis Kelce, your number 1 tight end, to go along with Julio Jones, the best receiver in the NFL.
Okay.
There's your top 10, everybody.
Yeah, let's get on.
Along with your news and notes. You just want to go into the mock draft. We're going to start with the mock draft. Here we go. Wait, I don't have a song for this, do I? Music.
Should we find something?
Let me look. See if I can find something. Well, as you can see, I didn't have a song for the, what do you call it, for the mock draft. So we just ended the news with the news opener, the news bumper.
The news bumper.
Like we used to do. Brought it back to old times. So this is what we're going to do. You want to start with the Cheddarhead Fantasy League?
Oh, let's knock out the...
The easy one, the podcast?
The podcast one, because that's going to be just the top 8. Running backs, and then
go from there.
And then Calvin Ridley.
All right. Again, this is a dynasty league. 10 teams. We have 10 teams, every team has at least 25 players, some more because they have more picks, like me.
Right.
So we're going to go. So, again, this is a mock draft for a dynasty league, which means we're looking at the first round being.
Now, should you mention or have you mentioned about this is one of those websites that you.
Oh, this is one of our websites from our Tools of the Trade. I'm working with the Fantasy Pros Draft Assistant. They have a mock draft set up in there. And
you can put in your scoring system and all that?
Exactly.
Nice.
Put in your scoring system, and it'll help you with your guys. The only thing I don't like about this mock draft on this website is they make the picks. Like, you put in your team.
Right.
When you sign into your live scoring website or whatever it is, it takes your team. And then what it does is it makes all the picks up until your choice.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can't.
And there's
quit.
No way of stopping that. So what we ended up with, we have the first four picks, and you were right. Number one pick, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, that was a no-brainer, I think.
This is the thing I don't like, because I don't want it to go this way. And I'm hoping it doesn't. Number two pick, Darius Geis.
Where are we seeing that? Okay.
Number three pick, Rashad Penny, Seattle. I don't see, and I'm hoping, I really want Royce Freeman.
Oh, really? That bad?
I do. But he goes, according to this, number four.
Okay.
And then Sony Michel, which brings us to my pick.
To me.
To no. me. Brings me to
and,
me.
And we like me.
We like me a lot. It's giving me, for my the picks that I should be looking at, number one, Ronald Jones, who you were talking about.
Yeah, I actually like your number, the number two guy.
Kerryon Johnson, rookie running back for the Detroit Lions. Then we go down to Nyheim Hines. I ain't taking him.
No.
Indianapolis.
He's a third down back at the best.
And then Nick Chubb for Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Are the guys they want me to draft. Now, if I look at the best available, according to the people that were kept in our league.
Right.
If I'm looking at a quarterback, I'm looking at who they're saying are best available. Ryan Tannehill, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson.
But with your pick where you're at, the last thing you need is a quarterback.
That's right, because I do have the GOAT. I have Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So I'm not going to be needing one. I'm just kind of giving you an idea of what's out there. Receivers, DJ Moore, Anthony Miller, Calvin Ridley, who I like.
Right.
Michael Gallup, I like him also. And then we go to a Quincy Enunwa. So that's how far that falls off.
Is your web, this thing not up to date? Didn't Blake Bortles get cut in the Dynasty League? Wouldn't he be?
Yeah, he might be a little lower down there.
Below Brandon Whedon?
Oh, I don't know. Was Blake Bortles cut?
I thought I saw, but okay.
Anyways, tight ends we're not going to worry about right now.
No.
So it's up to me. I need a running back because my running backs are hurting. I mean, we're talking my number one guy right now, Duke Johnson, with a Jaquizz Rodgers.
Well, Jamal Williams the first few weeks.
And Jamal Williams, TJ Yeldon. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the Ronald Jones.
Oh, you are. You're not taking my advice.
Of Kerryon Johnson?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Too many guys there that still have a chance.
All right.
I'm going Ronald Jones, not because I want to, like I said. I want Darius Geis, or I want Royce Freeman. Hopefully he'll be there. Which brings me again to me.
Oh, so you're going to get
two picks in a row. Which means I'm going to get the receiver I want.
You are not going to reach for Calvin.
I'm taking Calvin Ridley. This is a dynasty league. Taking Calvin Ridley.
Wow.
For the Atlanta Falcons.
See, and I disagree with Dave here because he's got a Devontae Adams.
I do have Devontae Adams.
You have Randall Cobb. You have an Alex Hearns.
Yep.
And a Josh Doxson.
Yeah. And you, those impress you? I have a Marquise Lee also, and a Rashard Matthews.
I think those guys more impress me than Jacquez Rogers, Duke Johnson, and T.J. Yeldon. Where I think you're running, you're still.
I'm not going to have those playing.
Yeah, if I were you, I would go Kerryon Johnson. But you take your guy.
I'm taking the Calvin Ridley, which brings us to Kerryon Johnson as the next pick, and it brings me again to me.
Wow.
I have three picks in the first round, people. That's what you do when you're a good team.
Here's my point to you right now.
Yes.
You could have got a possible starting running back in Kerryon Johnson.
Possible starting. That's the problem.
And I have a feeling you would have been able to still get your Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, but you know what? I probably could have. In fact, I probably would have.
Okay.
I just.
So now where are you going?
So we're probably going to have to go. Whew.
Yeah, exactly. You totally
screwed up.
Screwed the pooch on this.
This is why I win, though, because I do the weird one, the weird things, do things that aren't expected.
Because I think you're wasting your pick with Nick Chubb. I almost.
I'm not going to take Nick Chubb. There's my other sleeper right here that I'm looking at. Right there he is. You like him?
Go for it.
A Kalen Ballage?
I
love a Kalen Ballage. Or do I break the mold? Because here's the thing with my quarterbacks. My number two quarterback, Alex Smith. Scares you, doesn't it? I also have...
I just feel bad for you, Dave. You screwed the pooch on this.
Well, then that's why this is only a mock draft.
Okay, but I think you have... You had Ronald Jones, Kerryon Johnson, and Calvin Ridley.
Do I do the Lamar Jackson draft pick right here?
Oh, shut up. Stop.
No.
Here's the question I'm going to propose to you.
Yep.
Whatever team it is says, I have a Dak Prescott for you. Would you trade your
Would I trade pick? One of my first picks?
Would you trade the ninth pick for Dak Prescott?
Would I trade the number eight pick?
Or eight pick, I'm sorry.
I would trade the number eight pick for Dak Prescott.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
If you're in the Dynasty League and you have a Dak Prescott and you're interested in the number eight pick.
I just broke ground here for everybody out there.
Because with that eighth pick, I'm taking Josh Rosen, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
You like Rosen over any of the other quarterbacks. You thought Sam Darnold was going to start week one. Well, that's too late now.
But. I did, yes, but. I also think Josh Rosen's going to start week one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That makes the 10th pick in the first round, Nick Chubb.
Yeah, wasted.
Yep, wasted pick. See, that's why I don't do that. Okay. Brings us, you want to do round two right away?
Let's do round two because I'm...
Round two. Trey Burton, first pick, a tight end. Naeem Hines, running back, Indianapolis, which brings me to me.
And we love me.
And they want me to take Darren Sproles, a Jordan Wilkins, or a Kalen Ballage. And what did I tell you? I like me a Kalen Ballage.
So you're going to take
how everything works out? I know things, Dan.
Okay. I don't know. Kalen Ballage, I think Kenyon Drake is going to have a pretty decent year.
He will, but he can't run every now and
then. Okay.
Kalen Ballage is going to... Done. He may
Is
be
he your Alvin Kamara.
He might be my Alvin Kamara,
okay,
minus the nose ring.
All right.
Second round finishes off.
Wow.
Jordan Wilkins, Chase Edmonds, John Kelly, Darren Sproles, Capri Bibbs, DJ Moore, and Amir Abdullah.
Why would anybody draft Amir Abdullah?
Well, he's going to be somewhere.
All right.
Le'Veon Bell might not play, you know.
Wow. So now we're in the third round.
Third round, we're starting with a Vance McDonald, tight end for Pittsburgh. A Kyle, I can never pronounce his name, he's a running back. I think he played rugby, didn't he? Juszczyk.
Oh, wow, yeah.
One of those Polish names, running back. Corey Grant, not Cary Grant, Corey Grant. And Charles Sims. That brings me again to me.
Wow.
Wow is right. We're going probably receiver here.
Receiver or tight end? I mean, since tight ends score as much, or
you know, there is a nice tight end right there
in a Hayden Hurst.
Hayden Hurst.
I almost like
Gesicki better.
I almost like Gesicki better.
I could do a Gesicki. Mike Gesicki. The only problem is we're talking Ryan Tannehill, who's still not on a team. Yeah, throwing him the ball.
You are never going to start Ryan Tannehill. I understand.
No, I
why.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't. But I'm just saying. Mike Gesicki is third round, fifth pick. Mark Watson was next, running back for Cincinnati. Is he going to play? Anthony Miller, receiver, Chicago. This is the problem with dynasty leagues.
Now I got to see where I am because.
Bo Scarborough, Dallas. Michael Gallup, Dallas. Justin Jackson from the Chargers, running back, which brings us to the fourth round. DeAndre Washington was the first pick, and it brings me to me again. And there's nothing much out there. Here's where we're at. When there's an Adrian Peterson on the board.
Ooh.
And Quincy Enunwa is your top running or top receiver. Do I do another tight end? Do I do my Hayden Hurst?
Sure.
I mean, I doubt he's going to be there when this comes around, actually.
Yeah, because there's some picks that I'm...
Yeah, they're just questionable.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, part of the problem you have with mock drafts. Fourth round finishes off. Orleans Darkwa, Alfred Blue, Philip Lindsay, running back for the Denver Broncos, running back for the Buffalo Bills, Travers Cadet, free agent running back, Adrian Peterson. Here's what I'm talking about. No one's going to do that.
No.
Cameron Artis Payne, Ito Smith. I kind of like him.
Well, I got to believe Ryan Tannehill or...
It's going to go sooner or later.
Yeah, or yeah. One of the other rookie quarterbacks.
Because here's some other problems we have. Fifth round, Quincy Enunwa. Shane Vereen, another free agent. No one's going to draft that. Mike Gillisley. Robert Turbin. Terrence West. I mean, because these rookie quarterbacks are going to be gone.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're talking a dynasty league. But since they're not, I'm going to take me a Sam Darnold. Won't be there in the fifth round, but hey, that's what we're doing.
Wow.
We don't like that.
No. See, they said you should have taken Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
So was that your, they said your draft was a D? Or
my
your
draft was a D.
Or your overall...
My draft.
Team.
My
I
draft.
Mean, I understand your team being a D.
My team is not a D.
Okay.
Unless D stands for delicious. But it doesn't.
Okay.
Benny Cunningham finishing off the fifth round. Josh Adams, Christian Kirk, Trey Edmonds. There you go. That's where we're at. What picks do you have? You want to know who you took?
Yeah, who do they think I have the second pick in the third round?
Second pick in the third round, you got a Kyle Juszczyk.
Ooh, I want me a Kyle. I have. Oh, that's the running back.
Yep.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Round four, pick five.
You got Philip Lindsay, Denver running back.
No.
Yeah.
Fifth round, pick five.
Pick five, Terrence West.
Now, if that was like 3 years ago,
you'd be interested.
I'd been interested.
Yeah. See, this is the problem you're dealing with, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Can I tell you who I'm taking in the fifth round?
Sure, if he's there.
If he's still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The wide receiver at San Francisco. Pettis.
What the hell was his name? Not Anthony Pettis. He's
no.
He's a MMA fighter.
I just really like the guy. There's no one in San Francisco... For Jimmy G. Is Jimmy G still seeing his...
Well, he kind of like backed out of that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he came
how
out...
How did we and, not have that in news and notes?
Because it's not worth it.
Okay.
He came out and made the comment how he made a mistake, and he's got to realize that he's the star of a team, and he's got to be careful what he does. Which would make me feel bad if I was that porn star, because he's like, well, am I not good enough?
Yeah. Huh? But, and you know, no, you're not.
That's what you get when you screw up. Which brings us to the CFFL mock draft. This is one round of fun, everybody. We are talking. Again, every team has three keepers, and you keep whoever you want as long as you don't overextend your contract length with them. And in this league, I have the third pick. What pick do you have? In the first round?
8 and 12.
8 and 12. You have two picks.
Yes.
So we start with, let's just go do it this way. We're going to go through everything. Fargo Force. He kept a Derek Carr, a Davante Adams, and a Jordy Nelson. His first pick, you can't argue with that, Saquon Barkley, although I can. I would never draft a Saquon Barkley. I think he's not going to be.
Who would you draft then, Dave?
First round? Well, I wouldn't be taking the guy that went number two either. So, let's see. I have a Derek Carr. I have a Davante Adams, and I have a Jordy Nelson. I need a running back. There's got to be better running backs out there, which there are. There's a Jordan Howard. There's a Kenyon Drake. There's a Jay Ajayi if you don't want to go rookie. And here's the thing. I mean, you want somebody that you know is going to be starting, right?
Right.
So, and granted, Saquon Barkley's probably going to start. I get that. It's just he's not a number one pick.
Well, here's what I would do if I was you with the number one pick.
If you were the Fargo Force.
With that team, I would think I would go Darius Geis if I'm not a huge Saquon Barkley fan. But I think... I definitely like Darius Geis in Washington. You know he's going to be starting running back. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder. I think he thinks he has a lot to prove. So
we move on to the second pick in the first round. This is the Tulsa Tornadoes. They kept Deshaun Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I don't see this one being the way it's going here.
Changed it. I accidentally moved forward, and I went backwards, and it redrafted for him. At first, it had him taking Doug Baldwin.
Right.
Now it has him taking Stephon Diggs in Minnesota. I like this pick better.
You do.
Than Doug Baldwin?
Well, no, than Doug Baldwin, but...
I just think he should have taken a running back.
I agree. I think there's... I like either Jerick McKinnon or Jordan Howard. Or, obviously, for him, once again, he's got a team that could use some help, and I would probably go younger and go Darius Geis.
Yeah. Which brings me again, then, to me. I have the third pick in the first round. And I kept, as you all know, NFL MVP Matt Ryan.
From 2 years ago.
Running back 3 years Dalvin ago. Cook. Questionable. He's my reach. And Brandon Cooks, wide receiver for the Rams. Big contract money guy.
Yeah.
I am going. You're going to be surprised with this.
Zach Ertz.
No.
Ooh.
Not going Zach Ertz. I'm going running back.
Do I get to guess?
You want to guess?
Out of the two, I would say you're probably going to take Alex Collins.
I'm taking Jordan Howard.
You are? Really?
I
think this is all bullshit.
Well, I want to see what happens in the actual draft. I don't want Jordan Howard.
I really think Jordan Howard's going to go to the family in Baltimore.
You think so?
Yeah.
They don't pick, though, before me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Next pick goes to the Senorico Tsunami. They kept LeSean McCoy, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyreek Hill. He needs a signal caller. I don't like this pick as a signal caller, but it's what he got. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. I actually think he would lean more towards the pick
Ben
after
Roethlisberger?
Either a Big Ben or a Kirk Cousins over Russell Wilson. But
think so?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is, speaking of, Next pick goes to the DC Snipers. They kept Christian McCaffrey, Amari Cooper, and the best receiver in the NFL, Julio Jones. Again, needs a quarterback, and he went with Kirk Cousins. Which brings us to the next pick. I'm hoping these are all going in order, but I don't think they are. Next pick, the Manassas Asses. This is one of those Baltimore teams.
Right.
She kept Matthew Stafford, Melvin Gordon, Doug Baldwin. Or I'm Alshon Jeffrey. Her pick is going to be Doug Baldwin. Again, don't see this happening. I think too many injuries to work out there. Right?
Yeah. I think in the first round it would be a little too much of a gamble.
Next team, Shopier Snappers. This is our executive producer.
And I definitely don't see him going
this way?
No.
Tom Brady, Kareem Hunt, Keenan Allen. Those are his keepers. And they got him taking another receiver, going with T.Y. Hilton. Now, I think he's actually going to go rookie running back.
Rookie running back. He screams rookie running back.
Oh, yeah, every year. And I'm thinking either Darius Geis.
Well, no, I think he's going.
Going Rashad Penny?
Oh, that's right. Wow, no one. This thing didn't have any way to take Darius Geis' number.
Not yet. That's
wow. Yeah, he's taking Darius Geis. He'd be
foolish not to.
In hog
heaven.
Well,
not foolish. But, I mean, you got Darius Geis. He's got all kinds of people out there. My guy's still there. We don't want to give that away yet, though.
Not yet.
All right. My guy. Everybody knows my guy. Shopier Snappers, which brings us to Dan.
At number eight. Wow.
Number eight. You have Devonta Freeman, Mike Evans, and Derrick Henry as your keepers. With the eighth pick, they have you taking Cam Newton. The last time we ran through this, it had that also.
Right.
You all right with that?
I told you what I'm doing. I'm going to draft Andrew Luck and Jameis Winston. Not in the first round, no.
But that's who you
are. So I don't need – I would not draft Cam Newton here.
Did somebody keep Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah, somebody did, didn't they?
Not in this league, no.
No?
No.
How is he not in the top available quarterback?
Because the guy last year made the mistake of keeping Dak Prescott last year, and he was terrible.
All right. After your pick, we go to your brother.
Ooh, he's got
La Crescent Hogs. He kept Jared Goff, Ezekiel Elliott, and Alvin Kamara. He is loaded right now at running back, theoretically.
Theoretically.
So they're saying, yeah, we're going to give you
another running back.
And they give him Jerick McKinnon, who I am not sold on. I think he could possibly be, and I don't want to say bust, but I am thinking he is not going to be as exciting as everybody thinks he's going to be.
I think he's going to be a good for where they have him here as a flex running back.
Yeah, flex guy.
At worst, the number two running back. He's just, if they overwork him, he's not going to last.
Because he's never really had a lead job.
Right. Whenever he has had a chance to be a lead running back, he always spits a bit.
Spits the bit.
That's going to be the new drink.
Which brings us to the Forest Lake Frozen Ice Holes. He kept Aaron Rodgers, Larry Fitzgerald, and A.J. Green. Ooh. They have him drafting a Demaryius Thomas from Denver. This is another thing I don't like. I would have given him a running back.
Oh, I totally agree. I like his team, but I also think this is one of those guys that needs to start getting a little younger.
Yes. He could always. Well, he's got a young guy running at quarterback.
I go
and
with
a goat.
When I draft my first round pick, unless I'm a loaded team,
right,
and I have a lot of young guys on my team, then I wouldn't mind going Demaryius Thomas at that pick. But I really feel like I would have to somehow get younger.
Brings us to Panama City Poison Dart Frogs again. This will not happen. I cannot see this happening. And
no.
He kept Jimmy Garoppolo, Leonard Fournette, and DeAndre Hopkins. They have him taken.
Josh Gordon.
And there's just too many other receivers out there. I mean, there's a Jarvis Landry out there. There's a
Golden Tate.
There's a Michael Crabtree.
Ooh, Corey Davis guy I'm pretty high on.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins. I like him too. Here's your Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Gordon, if he's healthy, if he's going to be there week one, nice pick.
Right.
But you just don't know enough right now to do that. Which brings us next.
To me.
Are you at 12?
Yep.
Brings us to Dan. Again, we have all his picks. Cam Newton was his first pick. Kept Devontae Freeman, Mike Evans, and Zach Ertz.
Oh, no.
Derrick Henry. They have you taken Zach Ertz. Would that happen?
It's a possibility, I would say. I like a Zach Ertz.
But over everything else that's out there?
Well, No. Well, see, Drew Brees is... I know I wouldn't take Cam Newton.
Yeah.
But if Drew Brees is staring at me at 12, I'd almost have to think I'd go that way.
Brings us to our champion. Speaking of your Drew Brees, he kept Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell.
Wow, this makes his team.
They have him taken a Drew Brees, which I can see.
Wow.
Unless he's thinking, again, if I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is going to be there. But I know how he loves to have the handcuffs. Or
right.
The 1-2 guys.
Yep.
And since he's got Antonio Brown, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him taking Ben Roethlisberger if he's there.
And I hate to do this to you because I know you're only wrong once a year.
Yeah. And we've done that already.
We skipped over pick 13.
No, this is... Did we skip over pick 13? Oh, we did, didn't we? How did I do that?
I don't know who... Oh. Who was that? Who?
Roswell? No. Oh, who is Kilbasa's? Kilbasa's. I'm sorry. You are correct.
See, Chad, I got your back.
He kept Carson Wentz,
Michael Thomas,
and Rob Gronkowski.
Yep.
They have him taken, Allen Robinson of Chicago. Now, he is technically going to be the number one guy there, correct?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, Kevin White has proven nothing. Who's the other guy they have?
Well, they got the rookie, Anthony Miller.
Yep. Not ready to be drafted quite yet.
No.
Maybe 6th, 7th round.
And then they got the free agent tight end, Trey Burton. I don't see... I like Allen Robinson. I would take an Allen Robinson over a Doug Baldwin. Mm-hmm.
And then, like we said, last pick in the first round goes to Henry with his... pick of Drew Brees.
Yep.
First pick in the second round. We're only doing this so I can make my pick and make it official.
Okay.
They have the Fargo Force, who took Saquon Barkley with his first pick, backing that up with Marvin Jones. I know you like that too, don't you?
Which one? This pick here? Marvin Jones? I don't know. I'm a
to
target
guy. To go along
guy.
With Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, but I'm more of a target guy in like a Golden Tate. I know.
Yeah,
he's
or Jarvis Landry. I like. Well, I keep forgetting he's in Cleveland now.
Yeah,
this might not be a bad pick.
No, that's not a bad pick, I guess.
Tulsa Tornadoes, their second pick.
Ooh,
you ready for this?
I like a Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake from Miami, running back, to go along with a Juju Smith-Schuster. Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs, and Deshaun Watson. That's not a bad pick.
No. I can't believe this guy is here for you.
Yeah, he's going. My second round pick. Everybody, this is the first time in a long time that I've done this.
You are not taking... No, you're not.
I am. Dak Prescott.
With your second pick.
My second round pick.
You are so full of shit.
Dak Prescott. Bing, bang, boom.
Wow.
He will be a Cape Girardeau rush if he is there in the second round. The third pick in the second round. It's official now. It has to happen. And there you go.
Oh.
There's your first round. If you're in a dynasty league, or not a dynasty league, a keeper league. I know it's kind of tough to do on air, especially when you're doing a little mock draft program, but there it is.
Hmm.
You like your picks?
No, I think...
You wouldn't do Cam Newton.
No, I would have probably... if. Darius Geis would have fallen to me at 8, I'd be doing cartwheels, and this body doesn't do cartwheels.
And we have Wayne picking before you, don't we?
Yeah, so Darius Geis would have
He won't be there.
Yeah.
Oh, That wow. was fun.
That was fun.
You ready to go get a drink?
Dak Prescott. Wow. I am.
You're surprised?
Dave, I'm telling you, your website here
mm-hmm.
lost all of its validity, if that's
well,
the right
word. I'm gonna run through it again before Saturday, before our draft. Just make sure the scoring is precise. I didn't look that over before we started the mock draft.
Because did you see who they have in the second round, the end of the second round?
End of second round, Dez Bryant? Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No.
I like everybody else they have in there going.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think some of the rookie running backs would have gone a little higher. Boy, but it's showing Dez Bryant.
And again, you know, this is what happens. You garbage in, garbage out with a computer. You know,
right.
you're going off of what he did last year. You know, they're ignoring the fact that he's not even on a team.
Yep.
And probably won't be. But
until midseason.
Enough of that.
All right.
It's time for women.
All right.
And drinks.
Well, water today.
All right. Bartender, get him a water. Here we come. Get into the club and we're still talking draft. You would seriously take a Rashad Penny over Chris Carson?
Not in the first or second round, but I think I'd feel better about having Rashad
Penny. You'd be happy with Penny going in the first or second round because then you know that you're going to get a Chris Carson later.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't draft a Penny in the first round, but I would say if I was drafting, I would take Rashad Penny. Because I think he's got a higher ceiling to start using a lot.
Yeah,
because
he's younger.
Younger. Draft him in the first round, so they know
they want him.
They want him to be their featured back.
And Chris Carson hasn't. You know, he's been a journeyman type guy,
right?
For as young as he is, right?
Yeah, I think I would rather have a Rashad Penny than a Chris Carson.
Enough of that, though. It's girl time.
Can I get a little lemon in my water?
I don't think the bartender heard you the first time. Water with lemon for Dan, please. Fantasy girl time, everybody. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page. This week, we're going back to model.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick a picture here before I start talking? Again, you can check her out on the Fantasy Girl page of the website.
You're going too far.
Yeah. We got to get some here so you can get your measurements.
Yep.
That's all right?
Yep.
And then when we get to the waist and stuff, we'll switch over to this.
Okay.
All right. Brianna Wesson. She is a 29-year-old model from the great state of Texas.
Ooh.
She relocated to Denver about 4 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, something like that.
I think she upgraded.
Think so?
I'd love to be in
Denver over Texas?
Yeah, I'd love to be in Colorado over Texas.
We drove through Colorado. Do you not remember how horrible that was?
I think.
Plus, they got the pot smoking going on.
Like I said, I think I'd rather go to Colorado.
Oh, man. She lives by the creed that is always more important to be kind than right. That's where she's going to be wrong most of the time.
Most of the time.
Better to be right and, you know, kind later on. Uh-oh, he's found a different one. What are you thinking? Which one do you want?
Right by View More.
View More?
It's the one to the left.
There. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all right?
Ooh, is that really her?
I don't know. Does that say her?
No. Okay.
No, that's not. That's Mindy Smith. We don't want her. She
She
looked like plastic.
Yeah, and she looked like she
so far,
my ass.
The Southern Belle has been featured on the Rebel Vixens. And has also won the right to be named the Beckwith Motorsports Model of the Year in 2013 and the Paramount Ring Girl in 2013. If you are wondering if Denver has wrecked this beautiful Texas girl forever, check out this listing of things she can do and still does.
All right.
She's castrated a bull.
That's kind of a turnoff for guys, you know?
Yeah, don't touch that.
Yeah, careful down there.
She owns a concealed weapons permit.
That I like.
She loves the Cowboys.
Ooh.
She hates cold weather. What'd you move to Denver for?
Because it's a beautiful place to live.
Brianna stands 5'2" tall.
Ooh, she's a short model.
Well, yeah, they usually are. She weighs 105 pounds.
She's a
tiny little girl.
Anything.
And her measurements are, I remember, 105, 5'2". Don't let what you see fool you.
33B.
32B. Waist.
Yeah, give me a, there we go.
Waist. With that little tattoo in her little nether region there.
She's tiny, so I'm going to go 23.
25.
For her waist?
For her waist, yep. Hips.
Wow. I didn't see that coming. 34.
34 is exactly right. 32B, 25, 34. Brianna Wesson, your fantasy girl of the week. See, you maybe need a little alcohol.
Yeah, I probably should have drank a little bit more.
Use some vodka or some.
I did not see that, though, coming. 25.
Check her out, everybody. Check out the website, mycffl.com. Questions, comments, concerns.
She had a little love handle.
Later on today, I know the website's already updated, but later on today, I'm going to get the questionnaire up there about Hall of Famers. You know.
Oh, Junior Seau.
Yeah. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. Is he a Hall of Famer? Along with other questions.
Like Sam Darnold, should he be a day one starter? Dave says yes. Dan says no.
Questions, comments, concerns, email us cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
You know, we never did that at the beginning of the show. But hey, it's there now. That's all that matters.
Let's go eat some barbecue.
Okay. Again, don't forget, this Saturday, Fantasy Draft 26.
Yeah, what time we need? 9:30?
The doors open around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Is Judy going to be okay?
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She's making progress. And then next week, Wednesday. Wednesday after, the 15th of August, is the Podcast Dynasty Draft. Five rounds of quick action. So until then, and then maybe we'll do a podcast after the draft. We'll see how we're doing after the draft, because that'll be a little later on in the evening. Be good, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.